future.
Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You listen once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred, the host of Religion Means Alive. And we are going to have a very powerful program today. I'm going to play a tape while I get our guests and ask her to call in, please. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you might be on the East Coast. Good evening, good afternoon for those of you who might be on the West Coast. Perhaps overseas somewhere, good morning. But anyway, good day and peace be on you. We are once again blessed to have another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred, of the host of Religion Means Alive, and the president of Imam Alfred Muhammad Ministry. And before we introduce our guests, or reintroduce our guests, I'd just like to do a few housekeeping announcements. On tomorrow, we will have Mayor Wayne Smith, mayor of Irvington, New Jersey. He happens also to be a Muslim African-American mayor. He's going to be on Saturday. Sunday, I will give a lecture on establishing government for posterity. And we will continue our interviews Monday through Saturday with various guests. We will announce them to you as they come along, but we plan to have Brother Rod Waraka on, and just a whole series of guests. And as I was telling the guest who was running for the mayor, but the city council in East Orange, I'm not a pig, neither do I eat the pig, and I don't act as a pig on my program. So I open the program up to with people. Sometimes I agree with them. Many times I don't agree with them. But it's not my job to agree or disagree. Dear beloved people, I played an excerpt of a show that we did while I'm technically working on the program. There's some technical problems. We're waiting for our dear sister and dear friend to come on the air. The discussion today will be the massive violence that is taking place in our communities. We know that we are plagued. We know we are plagued in our community by violence. We know we are plagued by a lot of problems. And we know that there's a solution to solving these problems. So we want today to have a focused discussion of celebrating life. We're waiting for our sister to come on. Just 1 minute. So, excuse me. So, dear people, like I said, we're waiting on Sister Niger to call in. As soon as she calls into the program, we'll start our program. Celebrating life. Celebrating life. The program will be Saturday, April 25th, 2015. At the Best Western Robert Treat Motel, 60 Park Place, Newark, New Jersey, 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Live jazz bands and DJ, four-course buffet, dinner and dancing, invited guests, speaker, candle lighting, and roll call segment. Tickets are $65. Limited space. Please purchase tickets before April 12th. All proceeds will be used to utilize to support and open a new community banquet hall and multi-purpose facility. The person to call is Sister Niger. Her number is 973-687-9800, or you can call the other numbers. Sister Samira Diab at 908-531-9141. And we were going up. So, we are very happy to have our guest with us today. You're listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. We did experience a few technical problems, but we want to welcome Sister Niger to our program, Celebrating Life, that's going to be held April the 25th at the Robert Street Motel. Sister, would you please inform us, what is the purpose of the Celebration of Life affair that will be held at the Robert Street Hotel?
Okay, well, the purpose of the program is to bring the parents together in all cities, states, wherever, who have lost of loved one due to violence or any type of act that have taken a loved one's life. So it's to bring the parents together to celebrate life. There's going to be a jazz band, dinner. We're going to have a roll call, a candle lighting, just to bring all the parents together, because there's a different type of comfort that you feel when you're in the surroundings of other people that know what you're going through. My son was murdered on August the 3rd of 2014. So this is one of the reasons why I decided to have this affair on April the 25th.
You know, this is the our entire ministry called Religion Means Alive is devoted to firstly addressing an urban peace issue. Everybody's worried about what's happening overseas. People worry about what's going on in Palestine. I do have concerns about that. Things are going on in Africa. I do have concerns about that. But I'm very concerned that mostly our young men are being mowed down in the streets by each other.
Absolutely.
Mayor of the city of North New Jersey's nephew was shot, I believe it was Thursday or Wednesday, and another young man was killed right down the street in the center of North New Jersey. Why should I, the parent, be concerned when my son walked the street that he might not come home? Can you share what that feeling is like?
Well, sharing the feeling is kind of hard because it's a hole that you can't feel. You know, your heart, I mean, it affects your family. I don't know. I can't even tell you what the feeling is like to lose a child. And that was my only child. So all I can say is that something has to be done. I don't know what. I don't know if the community need to come together. Because obviously, just the police or whomever, they can't do it alone. They need help because it's just getting out of hand right now. But the
I'll share with you my sympathy. I'm a father seven times over, and I couldn't imagine what it'd be like. I've been all my life been a minister, and I've been to funerals, but I never could imagine what it'd be like a parent to lose one of my children. So first of all, on behalf of the entire staff of Religion Means Alive, I send you my sympathy, and I send sympathies to other mothers and fathers that are suffering this. And I know it must be a terrible loss for you to have lost only child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that is really, we're going to take to the streets Easter weekend. I have my brother, Brother Imam Mubashir Akar, coming all the way from Brooklyn, New York, to march on the streets of Newark and tell our people it's time to end the KKK. Now, I'm not talking about the Ku Klux Klan. I'm talking about Ken Killing Ken. Let me ask you this, Sister Niger. Has the perpetrators of this murder, has he been caught?
No, not yet, but there is still a $10,000 reward out. Crime Stoppers put out a $10,000 reward last year. Still ongoing. Myself and some of my family members, we went out to the area where my son was killed, and we put out flyers in the area. But that was like in the wintertime, very cold, but we still did it. So I'm going to do it again. As soon as the weather break, I'm going to be...
You let us know, and we will walk with you. You won't be by yourself. We're going to have a call out. I don't know whether you know about it or not, but there was an African-American, so-called Muslim, that harassed a family in Newark. And he was a real urban terrorist. We marched on his house every Saturday until he was removed. And I'm prepared to, unlike many of our imams who stay in the masjid, I'm an imam in the streets. So I'm prepared to go out on the streets where your son was murdered and ask this man to turn himself in before we find him. Because I think that's what needs to happen. It's a shame that the men of our community have not stood up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a shame. Now, you said that there will be a roll call. How many other people are participating in this activity?
Well, I don't know. We're going to base that on the people that come out to the event. So all the parents that come out to the fair on April the 25th, we're going to get their name and the name of their child, the date and that the child was born. And we're going to collect all that information, and then we're going to do a roll call. So we're going to base that on all the parents that attend. This is not just for parents. Anyone can come. But we're going to – that portion of the affair is going to be geared towards the parents. And when we do the roll call, we're just going to ask the parents to stand up so that we can see, because believe it or not, there are people right here in the community that you talk to and never knew that happened to their child. I ran across a couple of sisters, and I never knew that their child had got murdered, even though it was years ago. It don't matter when it happened, but I never knew that it happened to them. So we don't know who's going through what or who needs someone to talk to. So, you know, it's just going to be, I don't want it to be a sad evening, you know, to celebrate life.
Yes, ma'am, we're gonna celebrate life. And while we are celebrating life, why don't you tell us the name, your son's name, and just tell us about him? Because we want to celebrate his life. He has passed on so that we may live, so that no other parent ever has to go through what you have gone through. This is what we're interested in. We are in a prevention state. So tell us about your son. His name
is... His name is Naeem. He would be 36 years old this year. He has two children. His children mainly is the most heartbreaking part of this whole thing with him being gone, because they ask for him now more than they did when he was here. So just being able to handle that situation alone is very difficult. But, you know, he was outgoing in the schools. He played basketball. He loved kids. You know, just all around a good guy, you know. So, you know, he went to the masjid. He's just a good person, you know, a very good person. And to help to find the person that took my son's life, we put out a flyer that had a picture of the person walking away from the crime scene. The picture was taken by the street camera, but that person's head was down. So, but what we were hoping was that somebody from the neighborhood can recognize him by the clothing he wears or something, just something, anything that would help to catch this person, because we don't know if he did it to someone else's child.
Has there been any support from the message? You know, I didn't even know. I know I've known you for years. I never knew of your loss.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly. Have you gotten any support from the message, the messages in the area?
No. No.
It's funny. No. We seem to think that that's not a big problem. And I know others have lost their children. And we just let it happen. And we don't understand that there's a verse in the Quran that says, have you seen him who give a lie to the religion? He's seen making prayers, but they fail to take care of a neighborly need. And, sister, it seems to me that one of the neighborly needs is to be able to safely walk the streets of our neighborhood without being killed. Now we have two children that don't have a father. That's a very ugly picture. And I'm glad you're joining with Christians. You're joining with all kinds of people to stop this problem. I will be there. Get me two tickets. And I'm going, please tell us again how we can get tickets. Tell us about the affair. And then we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to get calls.
Okay. The affair is April the 25th, which is on a Saturday, at the Robert Treat Hotel. The tickets are $55, which includes your dinner, the entertainment, and all the other activity that's going to be going on. And also, the money is being raised to open up a banquet hall in the community, because it's something that we need, which we don't have, a nice, beautiful banquet hall that's affordable to the community. I also have a program that's on. It's called Kickstarters, where people can go in and they can pledge whatever they want to help raise the funds to get all of the items that's needed to open up the banquet hall. I hear all the time, we need our own place, we need somewhere to go, we take our money outside of the community when we want to have special events. You go to Kickstarter.com, you can look up my project there under my name, under Nadja. So I also have a website, which is www.dancewithnadja.com, line dancing. I teach the seniors how to dance to keep them moving and active. I teach classes all during the week. I have socials every month. So I'm really trying to open up a place that we can have, where we can have workshops and different events, baby showers, weddings, all kinds of things, but just a nice hall in the inner city. And that's the main goal, and one of the reasons why I'm doing this event as well, for the funding for that.
And the name of your organization is Celebrate Life?
Yes. Well, it's not an organization. That's what I named this particular affair that I'm doing right now. So
I've been to your affairs, and they are always enjoyable. They're always rich. You're quite a fashion model yourself. I mean, it seems that you have always... Tell us a little bit who Sister Nadja is. I mean, I've seen you.
Yeah.
I've never really had an extensive conversation with you, but I'm excited. I'm pumped up to have a conversation with Sister Nadja. And we're going to go back and talk about this thing. Tell us who Sister Nadja is.
Well, I've been in the community for over 34 years, self-employed, catering to professional women in the fashion industry. And I've started, well, I have had a couple of
books. You born and raised in Newark?
Born and raised in Newark. Mm-hmm. As I said, well, I'm still in the fashion industry. I'm still, you know, catering to women with high fashion quality merchandise. And then outside of that, like I said, I'm teaching the line dancing because I enjoy dancing. So I bring that to the community. As far as dancing goes, I do the line dancing. I do salsa. Just a great form of exercise to help people lose weight, do some stress, come out, you know, get from up under the guns of the everyday pressures of what they may be going through in their life, you know, just to come out and release the stress. So, and I do that every month. I just enjoy socializing with people and letting people have a good time in a healthy, positive atmosphere.
Well, I've been to some of your line dances. I can still hear the electric slide in my brain right now. And you've done a lot of these bands. You've also had boat rides. And
yeah.
You always keep high fashion with you. I mean, it's not cheap nickel and dime fashion. I'm just excited to have you on the program. If you'd like to speak with Sister Niger, you can just call 805-727-7013.
I also have a boat ride that I'm going to be. I have a boat ride that I'm going to be doing for Idda Fitr for. It's going to be a July 19th. It's going to be on a Sunday afternoon, which would be my third year having a day cruise for one of the 3 days of the Eid. So it will be on July the 19th. For more information, they can go to my website for that.
Will you please give us your website?
It's www.dancewithnaja.com, and that's N-A-J-A-H.
We have a caller from 347. 347, are you on the air with Religion Means Alive and Sister Naja?
I'm Assalamu alaikum, brother, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum, brother, ma'am.
Yes, excuse me. I was up here with my friend. I'm visiting with his wife. She's in the nursing home. But I just, brother, ma'am, I just want to say a few things here, just a couple of words. Like, you said something like, we waste a lot of time looking outside of our community. All of that money. It must be somebody paying these young kids to go all the way over to the other side of the world to get in a fight with people they don't know anything about. And we have a situation where we grow up with people. You know, we associate with them, and we won't even support them. But we sometimes they use their own money. If they have to use their own money, how come they can't help that person that they know that of their kind to get rid of some of the expense that come upon them when they lose loved ones, man. We have been so conditioned, psychological, that we are messed up people. And these video games and things, they have desensitized the public. They've been desensitized. These kids play all of these games. They see so much heads being cut off, arms being cut off, being blown up. It don't even bother them no more. They can walk down the street and see somebody get brutally beat up or shot. They'll walk step right over, going on, looking at their cell phone, going down the street like nothing ain't happened. We have been conditioned a long time ago to be affected this way. So we have to have leaders, brother man, like yourself, man, and that would stand up and recognize that we have a serious problem with our race of people. And it wasn't our fault. A lot of this wasn't our fault, but a lot of it is our fault now because we have more educated people now than a little bit. But we have been conditioned to always look outside of us for our needs, must have, and can't do without. Because most of the heroes, especially connected to scripture, is always outside of us. We don't have scripture really. What we have in the Bible, even the Quran, what we have. Image of the African American, a black man and woman, being other than a fool. So we have to work on that psychological damage that has been done to us, brother. And we have to have leaders that is morally strong enough not to be afraid. Too many of them are cowards, brother. The Imam calls us coward people. And the biggest problem we have is obedience. Now God tells us that He rotates His kingdom. And he can give that to anyone he wants. How come the African American, descendants of faith, can't believe that God wants us to be what he wants us to be? And we should not have concern about what nobody else wants to be. Because when God is with you, can't nobody put you down. Can't nobody put you down when God is with you. If God ain't with you, can't nobody lift you up. So we have to have courageous leaders like yourself, Buddy Hamilton, that is not afraid to go out into these communities. Because these kids need direction in their life. If you take any kid and you stand up, you be a grown up. I was talking to a man today, and that's what we're talking about. I was in the post office, and little boy, ladies making all kinds. Hey, tell me, the children has become the grown ups, and the grown up has become the children. They done reverse this thing. We got to turn it around. All of us can't be crazy. And all of us is not crazy. There's good men and women among us, and it don't take no whole lot of people. All we have to do is have faith in God and faith in ourselves. Faith in ourselves. And we can turn this thing around. We can turn it around because God
and
is with us.
Let me tell you, ma'am, I know you're going to be ready with us to march on that neighbor. We're gonna get pictures of that Negro who perpetrated that crime, and we're going to put his picture in that neighborhood. We're going to saturate that neighborhood. We're going to call him for a call-up. Starting
Brother Ma'am,
yes, sir.
It's a shame how, if you know, if, I don't care, a month, when I was coming up, Brother Ma'am, and we couldn't bring unsuitable children to our house, especially in our community. If that was a child that had a bad reputation in our community, none of the parents would want their children to be with that particular child. Now, a lot of times, it ain't the child's fault. But if we got some kids that just been on doing wrong, and look, that's what they give them. This society gives the most attention to the bad kids, and not enough attention is given to the good kids. When we got a kid that is fulfilling and doing good, that's the one that we should favor. That's the one that we should give our attention to, not the bad ones. We're going, you know, they get, like I heard the lady say, life. We're going, like, Jesus Christ, peace be upon God. He said he come to give life, buddy, man. It's in Scripture, and life in abundance. He didn't come to say nothing about no death. He said, I come to give life. So if we believe that, as Christians and Muslims and Jews, if we believe that, then what we do, we promote the life and the best life that we can promote to our children from the cradle to the grave, buddy. Now, because my mama, I'm from the South, she would not tolerate me hanging out with a kid that they know whose family might not have a good rep, and the kid is, no, don't bring that boy to this house no more. That's what my mama would tell us, buddy. Now, but now, we have parents, know that it's not that strict like that. And we have some good kids. We have good kids. Like this lady, I don't know her name, but may God have mercy on you and your family and give you the best that he can, because God is a merciful benefactor and a merciful redeemer. When we put our faith in God, you know, we can climb mountains and remove mountains. But I mean, we got to do something about this here, man. Because there's too many people, all they want to do is be seen and not do nothing. Them days is old. Just come out there and you see blight, you see filth all around you. The only thing you're trying to do is rush to get into your big car so you can go to your big house and don't have no concern. Jesus Christ talked about the Good Samaritan. That's what we need to become, and we have to become a Good Samaritan right now as a human being. Goodness is on the rise. And wake up to human life. And we're in the life final battlefield. We're in that right now. And so we have too many people that are not God conscious. And if you're not God conscious, we have been taught you're dead. If you're not God conscious, you're dead. And we need to wake these people up, and we need to really stick together. Because black Jews, if you kill just one Jew, look at it. Ain't that what our scriptures say, Brother Ma'am? Killing one is just like killing the whole people.
Yes, sir.
And they come out because they live by that rule. We have to live by rules and principles, Brother Ma'am, that will lift our children's minds up, their hearts and their spirit up, because they will have an example of grown people that is concerned to look out for their welfare, to for the best that they can give them, Brother Ma'am. Let the best come out. Because we are people that have been put down on the bottom, but God has blessed us, Brother Ma'am. And he said he would lift us up and put us on the top. We have to believe that, Brother Ma'am. We have to believe that. We got to become believers, man. We have to become strong believers. That's what got us through the slave process. Frederick Douglass and all of those people, our forefathers, they had strong, Harriet Tubman, Dr. King, all of life, they had strong belief, brother now, that God is with them. And when you believe like that, brother now, you're not going to stop until you get what God says he gave for you to have. And that's we most of all what we've been in our is our freedom, justice, and equality. And that's what we want right now. And good homes and money. You know, that's what we don't want no money in all walks of life. We don't want to get the money like that, but we do want some money. And you don't have to be corrupt to get no money. And this is what they sensitize our children to believe, like them shows Empire and the scandals and all that. They don't want to start putting us and promoting us around the world again as bad people, brother. Now we act like we don't see you.
That's right.
We got to wake up to this. It's time out for this. So we don't need no foolish leaders no more, brother. Now we don't need no show off leader just looking for glamour and fame.
Brother, will you join us? We want to help the sister. We want to go into that neighborhood where that killer.
You know what you have to do. Just call them and let me know.
Yes, sir. Because I know if I call you, you may take a helicopter over there. That's how fast you came. I called you. Well, I just mentioned it on a radio broadcast, and my phone rang up. He said, "What time you want to meet?" Now we're going out for Bush, Shandy, and April. And we're going to start our weekly call-outs on the streets.
Okay.
And we're going to go to work in Newark to make a new park.
Yes. I sold you on the minister, James Chabons. I mean, I've been in this community for 46 years, man. And I have a good training by the son of Thunder, Captain John, the B.I. brother Paul, Marana, all of us. We was in FOI class together. Minister Vance, who called Kareem, Minister Leonard, all of us, brother man. They got some wonderful, wonderful FFOIs and MGTs that are still in Newark. And all they have to do is be shaken up a little bit. I think they'll get back on the job because we have a great memory. All we have to do is remember where we came from, man, brother man, and where God wants us to go. And that's enough motivation to get all of us up and doing what we have to do. And that is to save humanity, first starting with ourselves. Brother, ma'am, I have to go now because I'm with my friend here.
Thank you. You can find the conversation at 805-727-7. We have Brother Adib Shaker. He wanted to make a comment. Yes, Brother Adib Shaker.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, Brother Imam. Sister Nadia, is she still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, assalamualaikum, Nadia. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, I congratulate you on working to establish a social life for our people in our community. You know, it's something that is desperately needed for our community, you know, to keep people socially bonded together in activities. And, you know, these are some of the things that I've been talking about for years. And, you know, just stepping out and making that effort and moving forward in it is a great challenge, as well as it takes courage, you know, to step out front. So, you know, you got my support, sister. I'll support you in any way that I can support the effort, and hopefully it can happen, you know, on a large scale, you know, so that we can possibly change some of the direction that our people is headed in. Especially the young people in our community. So, you know, we with you. And,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. That's great to hear. That's all I need is the support from the community. Because you know
we're gonna get together and we're gonna have a march right in that neighborhood. So y'all get your shoes up. Make sure I know you're gonna step away for a moment from the line dancing, but we're gonna line dance right in them streets and we can walk. And we're going to pass our flyers. And this is not just one march. It's going to be a continuous march. See, Dr. King, then they didn't stop. Sound like Muhammad didn't stop. And Imam said, we cannot stop now. And I add, we cannot be stopped now. This is a march for our people to wake up, not an empire, but the bill. Sister, tell us again about the affair. We want to keep this on the people's minds. Celebrating life. Another elegant affair produced by our sister, Sister Niger.
Yes, and it's a semi-formally affair. Like I said, it's really to get, because there's a lot of parents that's really suffering right now, right here in the community, who have lost children. And like I said, we don't know of them, so I'm reaching out also to some of the other organizations. There's an organization called Sad Moms. There's another one, Mothers of Murdered Sons. It's quite a few organizations. So I'm trying to reach out to them also to get their support, and just to get everybody together, you know, as many
Before the program, we'd like to have a panel discussion. Maybe you can pull all those mothers together, and we can have them to come in on a New Africa Day Monday, and we can talk about this. This is a big issue for us. In fact, I think it's about the number one issue. We talk about... I'm saddened by what happened to Trayvon Martin's family. I'm saddened by what happened to all these people, Eric Garner and Michael Brown. But I'm also saddened by people who've been killed by Ray Ray. You know, we even have females running around killing people. It's becoming a fun thing to do, to kill another one of us. So our first and foremost part of our mission is a sacred respect for life. We're going to celebrate life. And we're going to celebrate Brother Naeem. We're going to work because we know that if he were here, he would be standing with us to prevent a murder. What did your son do for a living, Sister May I ask?
Well, he worked in different places, but the main thing that he really enjoyed doing was working with kids, like with basketball.
So we've lost a child care worker. We've lost a man that loved children. So for the sake of the children, we're going to set a date, and we're going to have a march in that neighborhood. And we're going to keep on pushing. We want women. And then the other murder, I want to be to the murder of African Americans, but Al Sharpton has been to police murder. See, we can always, my name is Al, his name is Al. But I'm interested in really being your true pal. I'm interested in really not talking about what white folk are doing to us. I'm interested in talk about what we should be doing for ourselves. We got to build a self-help movement, and we got to heal. We got to have a psychotherapeutic movement that addresses us killing and cutting each other's heads off and blowing each other away. Something's wrong with that picture.
Absolutely.
If any other callers, 805-727-7013, we're talking about one of the biggest problems facing African-American people today. It is a problem of African-Americans engaging in what I call the KKK. Not the Ku Klux Klan, but Ken Killing Ken. You can join the conversation at 805-727-7013. And if you're on the line, you can just press 1. We have a caller from 718. Caller, you're on the air. What's it tonight?
Everyone has my condolences, and I want to know if a non-Muslim can also participate.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
Her son has been killed many years ago, but... I want to involve her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just not for Muslims.
Give us the address again, Sister Naja.
It's 5050 Park Place in Newark. Most people are familiar with the Robert Treat Hotel, but they changed it to the Best Western Robert Treat Hotel. And the program starts at 7:30. It's from 7:30 to 11:30. Okay, so there's a live jazz band, four-course dinner, probably a little dancing at the end. Like I said, is a candle lighting, a roll call, and just to get the parents out to meet one another. Because I've been associated with a sister for quite a while, and I never knew that her son had gotten killed, even though it was years ago. It don't matter when it happened.
It don't matter. Because
when your child's birthday come around or you got memories of your child, it's like it happened yesterday.
So it's
a rough situation.
And I'm glad, Sister Najee, you're making this an interfaith. This is for all people. You can be a Christian. It's going to be a candlelight service because we know our Christian brothers and sisters light candles. And I know Brother Adib Shack, we plan to have marches in these neighborhoods. You know, we're gonna make this a highlight of our life work to make sure that we stop killing each other. This is a disease that's going on among our people. And it has to stop immediately.
I wanted to give her, if you need my phone number or anything, you can take my number and you can call me.
Yeah, please give your telephone number and your website.
Okay, my phone number is
973-687-9800.
Okay, that's N-A-J-A-H. And my website is dancewithnaja.com.
Okay.
Okay, because I do a lot of things. Like I said, I'm doing a boat ride for the Eid. I do a social every month. I teach the seniors during the week, line dancing. So I do, quite a few things socially in a healthy atmosphere. And I'm really, really trying to open up a banquet hall now in the city.
Alhamdulillah. God is Sister Najwa.
Okay. 973-687-9800. Yes.
DanceWithNaja.com.
Okay.
Shukran, my sister.
Thank you.
Afkwan. Thank you, sister. God bless you to be successful.
Thank you.
Yes, we're speaking with Sister Najwa, and she is a part of the Celebrating Life semi-formal evening. Come out with your tux, come out with your suits, come out with your ties, come out with your kente cloth. A semi-formal evening of elegance for parents and families of murdered children. Now, I see you're going to have speakers. Who are some of the speakers, may I ask?
Well, right now I'm waiting for the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka. Hopefully he will be there. And then one of the founders of one of the organizations, Parents of Murdered Children. So I'm just waiting for them to get back to me. I'm not going to have a lot of speakers because I don't want it to be a drawn-out evening, but there will be probably three speakers. I don't know, Imam, Dean Sharif, he may be there, so I just have to confirm some things.
Good. Well, we support your effort. As soon as our brother Adib Shah brought it to my attention, I didn't know about it, that you're free to come on the air, talk about it, and we want to have the mothers, what's the name of the other organization, Mothers Against?
Moms of Murdered Children.
Moms of Murdered Children. If anybody in Moms of Murdered Children is listening to the broadcast today, just dial 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013. I'm going to ask the question of the audience today. One of the largest programs I think we've had in recent television history has been Empire. And I'm wondering what you all think of Empire. Does Empire have any effect? Or ear are we to look to Kendrick Lamar, who came out with a new song called The Assassination of a Butterfly? I think Kendrick Lamar is telling us something we need to know. We're letting butterflies be assassinated every day, and we're allowing our people's dreams to be destroyed. What do you think about it? Call us at 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. The board is lit up. We have a lot of people listening, and you all are free. I know Sister Niger may lead you into a line dance, but she also is a very beautiful sister, and she has had a piece of her heart missing. But at the same time, she is celebrating the life of Brother Naeem. When did he, I ask a painful question, what day was he killed and what day was he born?
He was born September 24th, 1979, and he was shot August the 3rd, 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's remember him in a moment of silence. Amen. Dear people, you're listening to Religion Means Alive. Tell us, Sister Niger, how we can help in this cause of celebrating life. We're not going to talk about death, but we want to celebrate Naeem's life, and we want to celebrate the life, the lives of thousands, tens of thousands. You know, we talk about how many people were killed by the police, and that's sad. But every day in our cities, Philadelphia, they call Philadelphia, Philadelphia. They call Chicago, Chirac, North, Nagasaki. That's what it should be called. Because every day you pick the Star Ledger, there's another African-American being killed by an African-American. And I just can't understand how we are able to just bypass this issue. Sister, as a Muslim, as a believer in God, tell me, how can a person, even if your own child is not killed, why should we be concerned about this?
Because it's just something that everybody should be concerned about, because it's happening to innocent kids. You know, look at the different murders, the murder that took place in Irvington, where those three kids were shot in Irvington in the school district there. I mean, it's just something that everybody just need to be concerned about. You know how they say, if you see something, say something, because I honestly do believe that somebody know who did what to my son, but they're not coming forth. I honestly do believe that, because they can find out more information in the street than the police can find out, just through word of mouth. But, you know, some people won't step forth, won't say anything. But like I said, as soon as this weather breaks again, I'm hitting the street with the flyers. I just want to let them know that it's not over. We're still looking. You know, you may be, whoever did it, maybe sitting back now, or whatever they may be doing, but I just want to let them know that my son is not forgotten.
And you know what? You won't be out on the street by yourself. I want you to come back on the air. Tell us the day you're going to march. When it gets wet, we're going to get out on our walking shoes, and we're going to walk these streets in this neighborhood, wherever it happens. This is just the beginning of a movement. We're starting a movement for life. We're celebrating life. We're not going to let life, God said he calls us to life. All scriptures talk about life, that what we should be doing is dealing with the living. So I love the fact that your event is called Celebrating Life.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like for people to just to come out and support that event, so that you can just get an idea and see the parents. Like I said, it's going to be people there probably that you know but didn't know that it happened to them. You know, and you never know who needs someone to talk to. Like I said, you get a feeling of comfort when you're in the same surroundings or the same environment with people who know what you're going through. You know, I know people give you their condolences, but you don't really know what to say. But when you're talking to somebody that knows what you're going through, it's a whole different feeling.
Yeah, Imam Alfred. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
Alaykum as-salam.
Yes. I think it would be a good I'd like to make a suggestion that Sister Nadja include you as a speaker, make comment at her event, because you have been promoting and pushing these ideas about what we should do in our community, and I think you would be a strong speaker at that event, someone to make some strong comments at the event, because what we need to motivate our people to be more concerned about the important things in our lives, the things that are important to all of us, you don't have too many people that are able to do those things, to motivate people to move in that direction. So we need somebody that can motivate the people to move in that direction. That's just a suggestion that I like to make.
We can talk about that, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Adib, for that. I know you'll be right there with me. You've traveled,
yes,
you and Adib. You and Brother Imam Mubashir that travel with me, we walk the streets together. And we get in our walking shoes. We may be up in age now, but I feel young. My spirit is youthful. And I'm not going to stop because I have seven children, four grandsons. And, every day I'm terrified. I'm not so terrified that some policeman would shoot them. I'm terrified that somebody looks just like them, may not like how they look, and just shoot down. And we're going to keep that at the forefront. It's going to be a weekly campaign. Tomorrow we're speaking on the radio. We're going to address that issue. Why is it just permissible for us just to kill one another? The first thing we start doing is start, the world tells us to call out people niggas. So we say, I killed that nigga. I heard an African-American, I was working in the jail one time, and he said to the other guy, I stuffed that nigga. So I said, brothers, I'm going to be honest with you. It's none of my business with y'all locked up. I said, but I'm going to have to interrupt y'all. I said, y'all remind me, I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia, and you guys remind me of what the Klan used to say. When they were killing us, they said, I killed that nigga like he was an animal or a vermin or a rat or something. And as long as we don't have a sacred respect for life, we're going to continue to kill each other and wound each other and feel no remorse at all. I think another thing needs to happen. I'm going to ask you about this. I think a lot of our young people need to hear from the victims. I don't say victims. I don't like to say victims. They need to hear from you, either mothers like you and other mothers, and the mothers that saw her witness her go to a funeral and witness her child in a casket after being mowed down in a playground. These criminals need to hear that. We need to call for these criminals to repent. Put those guns away. Pick up a book bag, Put down your fists and beating people up and bullying people and bills. Use that anger for some constructive. I didn't mean to preach this, but thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes. I want to just talk freely. It's your program. I want you to hear more about what you are doing and where you see this going.
Well, I don't know, actually. Until I see what the support is, because there's a few other sisters, that this has happened to their children that go right to the masjid that I go to, Sister Malika, Angela, Sister Angela, their children, Abdul Rahim, his wife, her son, and a lot of people don't know that her son was killed, even though it was some years ago. Then I talked to someone else who told me that their son was shot because over a parking space, just things like that, that I would like to get the parents together and just start doing something here in the community. You know, parents need a place to come somewhere to vent, you know, just to offer the comfort to the parents. If I can get the parents together once a month just to come out, just to sit and socialize, talk, break bread together, that's one of my goals that I would like to do with the parents.
Yeah, in other words, you're talking about a support group. You want a support group for people who experience the same thing. You know, as an imam, minister, I'm constantly asked to come to funeral homes. I'm constantly asked to speak to parents. And, you know, it would be great to have grief counseling from people like you. I mean, I just saw the mayor of North New Jersey, nephew. And, of course, the mayor has been visited by death in his family. His aunt was killed by a madman. His sister was killed by a madman. And we've had too much suffering among us. It's time to end this. It's time for us to stop. I'm calling for a peace treaty among African-American men in particular, because the biggest perpetrators of murder among African-Americans is African-American men. And most of the men killed on these streets are innocent men. So, Mr. Murderer, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever neighborhood you're in, we're coming to look for you. We're going to pass out flyers. We're going to ask people to speak out. We don't call it snitching. Just an idea, would you speak to this idea that some of us have, that if you turn somebody into the police that you're snitching?
No, because that's a private situation. It's not like if you call in, it tells you on the flyer. Anything that Crime Stoppers put out, they let you know that all your information is kept privately. So it's not like you will be called a snitch because they're not going to know that it's you. And when it comes to a reward, the person only gets the reward if the person is caught and convicted. That's the only time they will get a reward. Because, like I said, there's a $10,000 reward out for my son. But even with that, no one still hasn't come forth and said anything. But, you know, I hear some of the young adults saying, you know, that this person know who did it and he looked like this one. So, you know, you get a lot of people saying different things. And then the authorities, they can't follow up on every lead because it's so many cases, open cases, that they haven't solved yet. You know, I have a friend that happened to her son, and they just catching her son, her son's killer 3 years later. So, you know, at all time, but any information will help. So it's not being a snitch. You got to think of what you're doing when you do come forth with some information. You know, you're helping a family.
And you're just being a good citizen. You're keeping your neighborhood peaceful.
You're helping the family get closure.
Let me ask you this, sister. I don't know whether everybody saw the video of the African-American group of women at a McDonald's in Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that because that was, like, brutal. It was crazy how all those girls was beating up on one girl. I don't know. And even you know, years ago when you had to fight, you fought with your hands one-on-one. Today, I don't even think that happens today at all. You get into a confrontation with somebody, they come back and shoot you. You know, it's not like, you know, you used to pull out the Vaseline, take your earrings off, and start fighting one-on-one. But today, you can't say two words to the person. I mean, even with road rage, you have a problem. people get out the car and drag you out your car. I don't know what it is. But inshallah, it'll get better before it get any worse, because this is crazy.
Well, you know what, sister? A lot of people say God can change our situation, but the Quran said God will not change our situation until we change up with this trouble in our heart. We can make it better. We can make it better. We can call our young men back to senses. You know, we can call our young women back to respect. They didn't come into this world murderers.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are looking, but I think a lot of them are come from broken homes and they're looking for attention. So that's what they're doing. I believe they're looking for attention. And maybe it's not enough programs available, you know, for the young adults. You know, they cut a lot of the programs. When we was coming up, we all had all kinds of things going on. But today, you know, it's not, they're not offered the things that we were offered. It kept you busy. It kept you off the streets.
Imam Alpha.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is this an open conversation?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah, all right. I'd like to make a comment because, see, we are not going to really change any of these behaviors in our community until we work to take charge and control of our community, our own environment. That's right. And we'll have to go out into the community and teach our people, because I remember years ago when us as Muslims used to be out in the community selling papers and selling fish and stuff of that nature, we didn't have this kind of problem in our community, because there was a sense of respect that was given to the Muslim in the community. And there was a sense of respect given to the people by the Muslim of the community. And until we go back and do these things in our community, we're going to continue to have problems in our community. And we have to produce more social activity, as you said earlier. The sister just mentioned it. We need more social activities in the community. And we need a school. I'm speaking for the Muslim community right now, for our children, the school system, where we can educate. See, if you don't teach and educate your children, your people, then they're being educated by everybody and anybody. So you don't know what you have coming up in your community. People that are being educated by outsiders that have no interest in your future, you know. So it really bothers my mind to see how we can sit back and not push these kinds of issues in the community and force it to happen. Sometimes you got to take drastic measures sometimes to make things happen that needs to be happened. So we're gonna have to force some things to happen in our community ourselves, and it takes the role of the brothers, the men in the community, as well as the women in the community. This is just not a man, a male, a female thing. This is a community thing. And all of us has to pitch in and make these things happen. So, you know, I keep saying to myself the lack of concern that I see of the female in our community for the education of our children. You know, the proper education of our children is there's no real concern there by the female. And see, the female, if they know their role, you understand what I'm saying, they can make men get up and move and do things, because you put the pressure on them. See, as long as you don't put pressure on men, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do. Most of them not going to do what they're supposed to do. But you have to step up and put pressure on men. And it's very important for us to understand the need to really establish an institution, a good institution of education, to educate our children. And until we do that, we are not going to ever get control of these environments that we live in, because we have the enemy of us and everybody else that are teaching our children, and they're giving them all kinds of concepts to take into their mind and to digest. And you made mention of empire. Empire is one of the most destructive movie they have going on right now on the TV. You know, they're promoting promiscuous lifestyle by men, you know, on public TV. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, they keep our mind into entertainment and play, sports and play. You understand what I'm saying? They don't show us in business of banking, taking over banking industry. They don't want to think in that thing. You understand what I'm saying? They don't want to show us in the science, medicine, and stuff of that nature. You know, the type of, we have that kind of intellect. We can think like that, you know, like bankers, and we are doing it in many places. You know, but they don't show us. They don't show that to us. They keep us on the level of playing sports, dance, singing, and that type of stuff. See, we're gonna have to bring about our own culture or development and introduce it to our people. And it's gonna take work. It's gonna take work, and it's gonna take willing people, people that are willing to stand up and make a difference in spite of whatever come against us. You have to stand up and make a difference. You know, if it takes your life, hey, you give your life for something that's worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is the way I'm at in life, man. You know, I don't have too much long on this earth. So, you know, hey, whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. You know,
hey, I'm with you. I'd rather go out that way than to see our people just waste our lives away and become the laughing stock. Ain't become the laughing stock. But is the laughing stock of the world. I mean, we're becoming a big joke around the world. People everywhere in the world think we're a joke. But you know what? We aren't saying anything. We aren't speaking out against these things. Like nobody, I mean, even in the Muslim community, I hate to bring this up. We've had a murder, but at least one every month of Muslim children. Nobody say nothing. Our leadership is silent. You know, we don't say anything. Our church leadership is silent. I mean, this is very sad. We can't get the mercy of God if we don't even stand up and stand for justice. I wanted to ask Sister Nigel, has she gotten support from the religious community, the Christians, and then also from the Muslim community? And then I want to ask, since this is an open forum, I want to ask Brother Deeb Shanker to respond to her answer.
Well, all I can say is that, well, the Muslim community knows about what happened to my son, but the support, no, I can't say that I've gotten support.
Yeah,
but
just
I'm
tell the truth.
To get some support. I'm looking to get support, inshallah, with this fair that I have coming up, and then trying to get this banquet hall together and open so that, you know, a lot of different things could take place in there. Because, you know, even with us losing the Warriors Cultural Center, you know, we had a lot of things going on there for the community, said the community. Different type of workshops, you know. So with that being gone, even though this has been one of my visions for a long time, but I really, really think it needs to happen now. So I'm hoping, inshallah, to get the support, really, really, for that. Because like I said, I put my project out on a web that's called Kickstarters, where your program or your project is funded from people all over the world, you know, even right here in the community. And they ask you to reach out to the community first. So I emailed all my family, my friends, Mubashir, everybody, you know, hopefully to, you know, to just support it any way you can. People are always saying, you know, I get a lot of calls because I'm active. When it comes to social events. So I get a lot of calls for baby showers, birthday parties, just different events. And we just need our own place. So inshallah, I get some support. I haven't gotten it as of yet. You know, even when I did the went out and passed out the flyers in the community, I mean, I put that out there. I put it on Facebook, asked people to call me, you know, if they wanted to participate, but I didn't get no support with that either. Maybe because it was cold, I don't know. But like I said, I'm going to try again.
Maybe because our hearts are cold and we need to warm them up by reminding them, perhaps. Brother D, would you respond to that? Both of you all on the same page on the socialization. Yeah. Why hasn't there been support from the Muslim leadership and even the Christian leadership to this issue of violence? All around us, we're being surrounded by murder, children being murdered by each other. I would just want to hear your response.
Yes. This is a task for the community of people. Yeah. We have to put pressure on our leadership. You know, like I said before, women have to put pressure on men, make men move. Same goes for leadership. You know what I'm saying? The community has to put pressure on leadership to make the leadership move. Yeah. And if you don't apply pressure to them, don't expect nothing. As it's been happening over the past 40 years. So we have to put pressure on each other. I mean, it's not a bad thing when I speak in terms of pressure, putting pressure on somebody. I don't mean, you know, it's something in a negative way. No, this is positive. This is life. This is the way life is. Being involved, man. You know, if you don't put pressure on a human being, he will never fully develop into what he could be. So, you know, we don't look at this as negative. This is something positive. This is something that is needed to be done for us to grow the way we should grow. And we will have to do this. You have to do this as a community of people. You know, you just can't look for one or two individuals. You know, it's the way to the whole community.
That's right.
And both of you all, it's good to have you all on together because both of you all have been the two of the biggest pushers of social activity. And I'm going to start with Sister Nigel, then I'm going to go to you, Brother D. Why is it so important for us to have social events, bus rides, boat rides, dances? Why is all of this so important?
Because it brings people together. You know, when you come together under one roof, you know, you strike up different conversations, you get a chance to release some stress, you laugh. You know, we go every day, you know, in a circle. You go to work, you come home, you take care of your family, you don't do anything, you know, to just to congratulate yourself, I'm going to say, on things that you've been doing, the hard work that you put in, hitting the 9 to 5, and just to be in a social atmosphere. I don't care if it's jazz, just to relax. You got to breathe. You have to relax sometimes. You know, you just can't work all the time, and you can't be on this organization, running from here, running there. You have to sit back, relax, and breathe, bring it down, take some time for yourself. I don't care if it's 4 hours. You need that, especially when you work in a 9 to 5, and then you come home to a family, and, you know, you got all other things going on around you. You just need that social outlet. I'm a firm believer of that. And as long as it's in a healthy atmosphere, it's a great thing. And people tell you, oh, man, I needed this. I haven't been out and relaxed in a long time. It's needed. And the thing is, you don't have to take vacations. You don't have to go away. You can get it right in the privacy of your own home. You have to make a spot for yourself. When you shut it down, turn off the TV, everything. Sit in the dark if you have to. And you have to learn to meditate and just sit back, read, do whatever. You just have to take time for yourself. You have married couples that haven't been out in years. And even in marriage, what it took for them to get together, you have to keep on doing that. And people don't do that. And so marriages fall apart because you don't do what you started doing in the very beginning. In order, wherever you started with the foundation, you need to keep that going. That's my take on socializing.
Brother Deep, your take on it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, well, I agree with everything Officer Knight just said, and I'm going to take it even a step further. Because, see, the human being is created a social being. You know, we have to have social bonding with one another so that we can be more productive. See, you can never work with people until you really get to know people, you know. And getting to know each other, there's a hadith saying that you don't know a person until you either you work with them, you
live with them.
You live with them. You understand what I'm saying? And that's true. You know, because I've met people many different times and I've drawn conclusions on this person just by seeing them and coming into their presence. And then once I got to really socialize with this person and talk to this person, then I come to find out this is a total different being that I'm dealing with. You know, it's nothing like what I picture in my mind as to who this individual is. You know what I'm saying? So this is why social life is so important, so that you can come, meet each other, you can talk. So you never get to know a human being until you find out what's on their mind. That's the human being. The human being is a mind. It's not a physical thing. It's a mind. So you got to talk to this person to really see where their head is at. What are their values? And this is how we bridge the gap in our community between people. Once you get to work with one another, you get to understand the thinking of each other, then you know certain things that I can deal with this person with and other things I can't deal with this individual here with. You understand what I'm saying? There's another individual I can deal with over here with something else. And these are social bonding, and these are the kind of things that we have neglected in our community. This is where community life comes in. This is why Imam W.D. Muhammad told us in his last talk to us that our work assignment is community building. So you could never establish a real life for people until you put them in a community setting. And this is what we have neglected to do for years. And until we do these things, we are going to have the killing in the streets. We're going to have people running around acting like they're crazy, out of order, because there's no order. There's nobody to protect people with order. And a social environment brings about order. You can't come into a social environment just doing what you want to do. It's an order. So this is what we got to do. You know, there's much more can be said on this, but, you know, I don't want to take up all night.
But if we don't get to know each other and we don't socialize with each other, we won't even know what's on each other's mind. And by the way, I'll get it. Tell us what you have planned. You're the chairperson of a committee that's going to have the I believe it's the 18th or 19th annual New Africa Family Day. And what's different this year than it was in the previous years?
Yeah, well, this year, Allah, we're going to have a 3-day. We are planning for a 3-day event this year. You know, we're going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which will be the 24th, 25th, 26th. And we want to do a Juma on the Friday. Well, we just want to do a Juma on the Friday. We want to do a march, you know, in reference to help me with this, man. It escapes me right now. The march is in reference to
We're gonna march to end this violence and killing the neighborhood. Our community to become a killing field.
You was cut off. I didn't get what you just said.
I said our communities have become a killing field. So we're gonna march for peace in our neighborhoods.
Peace in the yes.
Peace,
the word,
yes, sir.
Peace. Yes, peace in our neighborhood. Yes, we're going to do a march for that, in reference to that, you know what I'm saying, to promote peace in our neighborhood. And we're going to do a Saturday event where we'll have workshops of different kinds of workshops, businesses, politics, and social workshops.
And we'll have the Sunday event, which will be on the same order and that has been for the past 18 years. So that will be the day the family come together and socialize and greet each other and just enjoy themselves. And this is what we are looking to do this year. And we also going to have a fundraising breakfast. Our fundraising brunch will be June the 14th. And the place, we're still looking for a place right now. So the place is not, I don't have the address where it's going to be. But it will be on June 14th.
Because I did. That's why I knew that baseball opened up. You would have to look for a place.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what we need. And we will help you to make that happen. Anything I can do to make that happen, sister, I will give it my all to make that happen. Because we desperately need that. These are some of the things that we're doing. And we need the support of the community. We need everybody's support. You know, we're looking for vendors. So we're having early registration discount for vendors. So we need vendors to come on out and support us. And you can reach me at 973-420-4172. You know, any question that you'd like to ask me, I'll be more than happy to have your answer if I can.
And how can people make contributions to this? Because I'm sure this event is not free. And if I understand holding events, it costs money.
Yes, sir. You can go to our webpage. You can go to our webpage, fathersonsmenboys.org, and there's a PayPal. You can make a donation through PayPal. You can mail in the donation to Father, Son, Men, Boys, P.O. Box 20061, Newark, New Jersey, 07101, or 102.
I'm about to lose my battery time.
Yeah, it was good speaking to you.
Thank you, sister, for coming on and giving us your precious time. And we will invite you back again. And we're going to wish you the best and tell everybody to come out April the 25th at the Robert Treat Motel, also known as the Best Western Hotel, 50 Park Place, for the celebration of life. It's going to be life and life more abundantly. So peace be on you, sister, and we look forward to having you back again. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Dear beloved people, we are near the end of our program. Tomorrow, we are going to have a special address. I'm going to address the public. And we're going to be breaking Willie Lynch syndrome. We're also going to have a lecture by Alfred Muhammad II, upcoming politician and public figure. He also happens to be in all fairness, full disclosure, he's my son. And he is showing a promise in being a community leader. So we're going to have him on to open up and to give us an address tomorrow. But we're going to go with part four of breaking the Willie Lynch syndrome. Everybody describes Willie Lynch, but we're going to show our people actual practical tools to break it. One of the things we got to do is learn how to socialize. Once we learn to socialize across lines, we are going to be a better people. So I'm going to say to you, peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. Until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you have listened to another edition of Religion Means Alive. Thank you.